Aho and welcome across the veil. I am April, your host and facilitator. Across the Veil is a unique experience as we connect and communicate with those who are across the veil. Receive guidance and wisdom from the ancients, the angels, masters and teachers, guides, and those who have preceded us across the veil. The program is an opportunity for you to receive answers and insight. Across the Veil may be heard Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on BBS Radio. Check the program guide for the times in your local listening areas. I welcome your phone calls during the program and your questions, so feel free to give me a call. Or you may email me at april@whitewolfapril.com. To learn more about who we are and the things we offer, feel free to check out our websites at www.whitewolfapril.com or www.whitewolfenterprise.com. With no further ado, join me as we go across the veil. Welcome to the program. I'm April, your host and facilitator, and I am so excited to be here. This is a fabulous week that we're entering into, a time of Thanksgiving, a time of celebration, a time of newness and excitement as we're all preparing for the new year that's going to be arriving very soon and the holiday seasons that are coming in. And it's our perception, and it's where we stand within that. And it's how we receive that that is going to be the hugest blessings out of it all. And what we put into sending those blessings forward, kind of that sharing that love, sharing that light, sharing that healing. And that's how I feel about the show. And I feel about being able to be with you and being able to come in and visit and share and offer intuition, insight, guidance, and messages that come from those who are across the veil. There's so many different things that will come in. There's so many different messages that are shared and insight that is shared, that we do take callers, and we're open to answering your questions and seeing if we can make a connection for you. But if for some reason you can't, please do send me an email at april@whitewolfapril.com. I've also found people who have a little bit more of a delicate subject will find it a little bit more comfortable to email me, and that's april@whitewolfapril.com. A couple of other things that are going on is we have a couple of networking type of sites. One is called acrosstheveil.ning.com, and on there I share insight and messages that might come in, might happen while I'm not on the air or when I'm not visiting with a person live, and there even may be a message in there for you. So you're going to want to check out that site. It's acrosstheveil.ning.com. No HTTP or www, because it says it's not a site if you put those in. But if you go in and sign up, and you can ask your questions there as well, and you can get guidance and insight and possibly even see some of the things that are coming through for you when you put the energy out into the universe, and the universe will bless you with those answers as well. Another site that we've just started, it's called energyemerging.ning.com. It's again, no www or HTTP. That is a site that is for healing. It's a site where you can share healing blessings and healing messages, and you can request special healing needs. And those healing needs can be physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. It's a place to go in and communicate. It's a place to read and gain insight and maybe find an exercise in there that could help you as you're moving along on your path and as you're doing some of the different things that are going to transpire and are going to happen in your own life. And that's an excellent place to go there. And when you put your requests on the site, you know that the others that are on the site as well are sharing their healing energies with you, their prayers with you as well. And as we join that forces together and we unite those energies, we begin our own personal healing as well. So this site is really a new, exciting adventure for us, and that's called energyemerging.ning.com. We also want to tell you about our classes and the catalog that we have. They are available online, correspondence, conference call, and on site. We have probably 90 to 95% of all of our classes are now offered via internet conference call that type of thing, so that you can take part in this and you can become a part of learning and experiencing without having to be here, without having to be in the local area. So check out whitewolflearninginstitute.com. That's an excellent site. You'll click on catalog, and as the catalog opens up, you'll be able to look at it and see what we offer. If you can't open that, send me an email, April@WhiteWolfApril, and I'll be happy to send you a hard copy of that or the information on a particular class that you might be interested in. We also update that every 2 months, so it's November and December, so come the first of the year, you'll find January and February. On my website, whitewolfapril.com, you'll find a list of activities that we have going on. Where am I going to be? What am I going to do when I'm in those areas? That type of thing. So you're going to want to watch that site for that information as well. There's also a list of some of the products and some of the CDs and DVDs and books that we have available for sale as well on that site. So those are a lot of really neat things that we have available for you and to help you as you're working on your life path, as you're working on your life journey, and as you're wanting to make and develop some of your own intuitive skills or your own abilities, making them come heightened a little bit, or you want to share in helping others through healing energy and you just don't know how to do it, that energyemerging.ning.com site is excellent for that purpose. If you're unable to get through during the program, please feel free to send me an email, April@WhiteWolfApril.com. And do call, though. If you have a call, please do call, because I'm more than happy to visit with you and share insight and share some guidance that may be coming from those that are across the veil. I have a really important message that I need to share with someone. Somebody apparently has a fireplace that has been converted into, it looks like a wood stove insert that's been put into this fireplace. And what they're wanting me to share with you is that you have a chimney problem. And the guides have been trying to get your attention. They have been talking to you about this. You've been thinking about it. You've actually had a dream about your wood fireplace. You've actually had a dream about something going on within that fireplace. And they are really wanting me to tell you, you need to have that fireplace inspected. They're showing me it's a wood insert. It's a, I almost want to say a Franklin stove insert that's in there. I may be wrong. Your name may be Franklin, but I'm hearing Franklin. There's something about a Franklin and wood stove insert in this fireplace, and you want to make sure that you have it checked and serviced. There is something about the chimney. I'm not sure if you have a block or if you might be having the potential to have a chimney fire. They're really wanting me to they're stressing it with me today to the point that they've been really insisting that I share this right away during the program. I was hearing it, probably about an hour ago, to please make sure to tell the person about the fire stove in their fireplace. This is not just a normal fireplace, like I said. It actually has an insert added to it. They're saying having your chimneys wouldn't be a bad suggestion, checked wouldn't be a bad suggestion. So if you have a fireplace and you have a chimney, you might want to have it checked too. Maybe it's time to make sure it's clean and it's good for the winter season here. I see I have a caller. Helena, go ahead. This is April.
Hi, April.
Hi.
Hi, question for you, please. Things seem to be changing and moving a bit in my life, yet I'm still feeling a little bit stuck, and I wonder if there was any guidance comes through for me about this.
Okay. It was interesting. Just before I started the program today, I had this really, it was almost kind of like one of those feelings of not when you don't feel like you're moving forward, but you just feel like kind of the water's moving by you faster than what you're moving? Is that kind of what I'm feeling? Was this message they were giving me for you?
Yeah, I'm just not in flow and in sync, and some things aren't moving, but yet others are. I don't know, it's
yeah.
Kind of off.
Yeah, it was an interesting feeling, and when I got this, I thought, I wonder who this is for. What they're telling me is that everything is fine. You are actually on sync with where you're at in life right now. And don't feel like you need to push that river. Don't feel like you need to try to push things uphill. Kind of give yourself this little bit of time, because after the first of the year, it feels like you're going to have this really powerful burst. You're just going to have this something huge, and it's not negative at all. Something huge is going to open up for you. Do you do any type of healing work, or have you been involved with healing work?
I have been a bit, yeah.
Because
I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
I mean, I feel energy in my hands, and I have taken a lot of healing classes over the years, and I am involved with spiritual groups.
Okay. It feels like there's something along that line that's almost like something's going to really break open that's going to help you be able to propel yourself forward because of being able to take everything that you have learned, and you're going to actually be able to help propel yourself forward. But they're saying it's not going to make this dramatic shift till after the first of the year, and that's kind of why you're in this, I almost want to say like a limbo state. It's I don't even know how to put words to it, how I was feeling it. It was like, I'm still feeling excited. I'm still feeling happy. I'm still feeling like things are happening, but I also feel like I'm not moving, and that kind of thing. And I thought, this is really interesting. How do you put that to words? And I'm pretty sure this message is for you that they were giving me before you even had called in. And that is, allow yourself this time right now, because things are going to make this. I mean, I'm seeing it almost as if like taking a flower and doing a time lapse on it, and then taking it from the bud stage and having it go, whew, just big, beautiful, flowing, open. Is someone in your family pregnant?
Is someone in my family pregnant? Not that I know of.
Okay. There's potentially going to be a newcomer to your family. I'm just hearing a newcomer to your family, and I assume that's baby.
Okay. I don't know. It seems like some of the children are a little bit too young, and most of the adults are past that. But well, you never know. Yeah.
Exactly. And who knows? You know that it feels baby. I'm sorry. They're definitely showing me it feels baby.
Okay.
And maybe, you know, someone adopts a child or something like that. There's something going on in that arena as well within. It's that newness. It's that new birthing. It's that new excitement that's going to come forward. Just don't feel like you have to make things happen. They're also really stressing that with the holidays coming up. Don't feel like you have to fulfill obligations. Enjoy the season is what I'm hearing to share with you as well.
Okay. May I ask you something else, please?
Yes, go right ahead.
One of the jobs I'm doing, I don't like very much. It's a part-time job. You know, obviously it helps pay the bills. I'm grateful for that. However, I'm looking forward to being out of there. And in order to be out of there, I need to, you know, make more money. Do you see that change happening as well?
I want to say I'm seeing the number 6. So I want to say I don't see it happening till the 6th month, or within 6 months, because I'm seeing the number 6. That change is going to come in, and I think once you go through whatever's going to happen at the first of the year for you, it's going to give you such a new boost that it's going to help propel you into being able to make these changes, going to help you be able to connect with and do some of the stuff within your own, you have some very skill. You have a lot of skill, because I can feel the vibration. I can actually feel a tingling in my hands as we're talking. You have a huge blessing. You have a huge skill there. You may want to start considering using that. And, you know, that can be something you do for money as well.
Well, the work that I'm going towards is more creative work now.
Very good, because that resonates with you. That, because you have healing, artistic, you have vibrant energy that's flowing within your own hands. There's times that you just kind of sit and look at your hands, don't you?
Yeah.
Because you can just feel it. Also, something about the potential for doing some type of writing. Do you do journaling or that type of thing? Is there something to do with the pen and writing?
Yep, I do write a bit, do journal a bit. Yeah. Did you get anything on... I'm sorry.
No, go right ahead.
You get anything on singing?
You're doing some singing? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I do writing as well, but you get anything on singing?
Definitely. It's a great way for you to express. It's also a way to help you open your throat. It's an excellent way for you to begin to be able to express yourself. You heard a lot when you were younger, shh, quiet, shh, quiet, shh, quiet. And actually, you've even carried that over into your adult life a little bit, where you kind of have yourself in a position and a place where if you can't be overly boisterous about your situations and who you are and that kind of thing. So singing really helps you with that. And the vibration in the throat really helps you.
Yeah.
It's going to also help you, I'm seeing, and I don't want to sound like I'm saying when a person gets sick, because I don't like talking that direction, but what I'm seeing is it's going to help keep you from having any of that throat stuff come in during the winter months. I actually see singing and humming as a way for you to keep that vibration and to keep health and healing into that throat.
And how about earning a living through some of that singing?
As you said that, I immediately saw you in what I would consider, and let me try to figure out how I could say this, kind of like a little community theater, breaking into a little community theater type of setting. Mm-hmm. I also see you having the potential to join like a local choral group.
Mm-hmm.
For that
mm-hmm.
to be of benefit. You want the more, they're saying the more that you can sing, the better it's going to be for you within your life's vibration.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I'm also seeing, I don't know, do you tend to like to get together with a group singing? Because I see a group of about 4 or 5 of you.
Actually, I'm looking to join a bigger group. It's probably a group of about 40. And then also to go on my own with an act and then put other people in it.
Okay. As I'm seeing about 4 or 5 people that are closely working with you, I'm not seeing a big, large group, but that's not to say don't pursue that. What I'm seeing you with is kind of working with like a little core group, with like a little niche group.
Mm-hmm.
And that being very strong for you, that being very positive for you.
Hmm.
Support, they're saying a support system is going to be very, you're going to need to have a support system there. Somebody who can say, wow, that was really great today. And you're going to need that kind of support to help you as you're breaking into, like I was saying, that little community theater type of setting. They're showing that you're going to need some extra support for that to come into play. And I believe that's what you were talking about when you were saying wanting to do some acting and adding others into it. Almost feels like that little community thing that they're showing me is actually kind of that picture. And they're showing it to me how I would recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be something I would be more inclined to lean towards as you're, you know, moving forward with that. There's still something about your hands. It's like the diamond. You have like dynamite energy within your hands. It's really prevalent with you right now. I keep feeling it. I have to keep rubbing my hands. mine are activated and going all the time because I do a lot of healing work and a lot of healing energy. And when I connect during readings, I connect in through that way as well as, you know, through the other parts of the system. But yours just has mine just going. very positive. Put pen to word is what I'm hearing. Also, they're saying put pen to word so that it has your signature with it. It's like we can spend time on the computer and we can type things in the computer, but there's something of importance for you for putting pen and paper together for pen to word.
You know, you're so right, because I have to tell you, I have to get a pencil or pen on the paper. I need that feel to write. The computer, it just doesn't work for me. I mean, I do both, of course, but I just have to get it on paper, part of it even.
It's like it's your personal stamp. It's your personal signature. It's a piece of you that you've actually put into that paper.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I can definitely see that. I can definitely feel that.
Yeah, I need the feel of that somehow.
You probably are tactile. With as much vibration as you have within your hands, I'm sure you tend to see things tactilely anyhow. You'll see things by feeling it more than you will by actually physically spending time with it.
Yeah, that's very, very true. I kind of feel my way through life, and sometimes that's another story. That's a little rough, you know.
Yes, it can be. Yes, it can be. Especially if you tend to run a little bit on the sensitive. I don't feel you're empathetic, but I feel you're sensitive. So that certain things will trigger certain emotions with you, and that's something that you have to know and you've learned how to work with. But it's something you need to know as you're doing things as well.
Yeah. Okay.
Any other questions?
I'm a vegetarian. I'm back to it. I really can't see myself going back to eating animals again, but I'm just wondering if you get if that's like the best diet for me.
They're wanting me to tell you to make sure that you keep your protein and your potassium levels at their best ultimate place of being right now. This message has come through for a number of people recently. Apparently, people are on their potassium or not keeping their potassium levels where they need to be. But those are two things that are really sticking out, and they're also saying something about kale, something about seaweed, some of those, that type of foods is going to be beneficial for you as well. There's something about bringing those from the sea, from the ocean type of energy is going to help your help you with your dietary needs.
Oh, you said kale and kiwi?
Kale and seaweed.
Oh, seaweed. Okay, yeah. I eat a lot of kale, but yeah, seaweed I had a bit of. Okay.
That's one of the things they're showing me. I'm actually seeing this beautiful ocean scenery with these seaweed just.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful, flowing and moving. And you said potassium and protein, yeah?
Yep. Those are things you want to really make sure you monitor and make sure you're doing it properly and make sure that you do hold that diet very well observed so that you don't get depleted. That, you know, without bringing the meats in, you want to work with that. They're saying use the wisdom that's been given to you, use the knowledge that you have, and use the understanding that you have. And if there is the moment where you feel you need to have a bite of steak, go ahead and do meat juices. You don't have to necessarily eat the meat, but do the juices. You know, it's like taking a piece of meat and kind of chewing it and getting the juice. There's something about that they're showing me is important for you. But that's only on a dire, if you really feel like, man, I really need this.
Yeah. I mean, if I really fail to eat it, I will. It's not a matter of holding myself back. It's truly what I feel to do, too. Yeah.
Correct. Mm. But it sounds like you're on the right path with that. It sounds like you have it.
Good. Hi, you there?
I'm here. I was just trying to see if they were giving me anything else because I had another energy kind of move through, and I was just trying to see if they were trying to show me something else for your dietary needs, and they weren't. So, yeah, no, I think you're on the right track.
Okay. Look forward to the new year and keep plugging along here. All right.
That's right. Well, thanks for your call, and you have a wonderful rest of the day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye. It's so interesting when we look at how we eat and how we bring in the different things within our body. One of the things that has been coming up and has been really presenting itself, and I think it's kind of coming a little bit from talking to her about diet a little bit too, is owning our own personal power. That we're at a point where some of us have actually given our personal power away. We've allowed situations and circumstances to kind of take our personal power away from us, is what I'm hearing, and that you don't want to do that. They're saying don't give your personal power away. Own your own personal power. Own who it is that you are. And when you look at a situation, and for example, if you have a debt that's kind of pounding on your door and kind of hounding at you, they're saying, don't give your personal power away to that debt. Work with that debt. Do what you can to fix it and move yourself forward with that. But also they're saying, own who you are. Own your responsibility. If you have that situation going on, own it to move forward with it and and make the needed necessity things that you need to do happen, but also own your personal right and your personal responsibility and your personal place within that, that through that ownership of it, you're going to be able to retain your integrity. You're going to be able to, it's kind of like we need to stop putting ourselves on a silver platter and saying, here I am, go ahead and beat me up. I know I did this, I know I did that, I know I fell short here. I know that our expectations of ourselves were off or this or that or the other thing. And what they're saying is stop. You need to stop doing that. You need to stop being so harsh on yourself. You need to stop pushing that timeline quite so hard. I see that I have another call. Nathaniel, this is April.
Hi, how are you?
I am fabulous. How about you?
Oh, I'm pretty good.
Good. What can I do for you today?
You know, I was wondering if my dad was feeling up to talking today.
I knew you were going to ask that question. It's kind of interesting because I'm not feeling his energy again. It's like he got our attention on whatever it was that financial thing was, and he's really drawn back. There's something I am seeing him coming forward with, though, and he's showing me lawns again. And I know on one of the calls that we had talked about the driveway and the lawn at your location, he's showing me something about landscaping. What did he do for a living?
He was a general manager of a window corporation. So he was an architect too. So he built houses too.
Okay, so that may be part of what that is that's coming through then, because he's showing me once again. I'm actually seeing vegetation, and I'm seeing. Do you reside in the house that you've done all this work in, or do you live somewhere else?
No, I reside there.
Okay. Are you planning on moving?
Yes, I was planning on selling it and then maybe getting another one and doing some more renovation.
Okay, kind of like you want to almost like do, what do they call them, flip-ems or something like that, turn-ems or something?
Well, I've been here 15 years and, they said the market was going to get better, so, when it was time for me to sell it, so, I didn't know whether to stay. Now you're thinking maybe I should stay?
I'm actually seeing you moving. I'm actually seeing you physically moving. I'm actually seeing your physical body moving from point A to point B.
Do you think the move will be in January or in July?
I'm almost thinking January.
Oh, well, it's just another phase of getting it ready for July, like a step. I might do a step.
It might very well be, but I'm really seeing some importance with that. And I think your father even has his hand in this, because I feel the minute you asked about it and I started really kind of pinging him to see if I could get him to come forward, I immediately was seeing landscaping is important. I immediately started seeing you physically moving from point A to point B. And I believe he's giving us that message and that encouragement that it's time for you to move forward.
Maybe I should try to buy another house before I sell this house. Is that, I know it doesn't seem appropriate, but if I could get a great deal and, or something, it would actually free up and vacate the house to kind of do it. But I might be doing a lot of construction over there at first, and I think I have another place to rent a room for $600 a month, I think, here. I might be, moving all kinds of places.
Interesting. The minute you said, should I buy another property, my heart, not my intuitive heart, my physical heart, oh my God, I would panic if I had to do that.
Oh yeah, that's what I
have to do that. But it feels like it's something that's kind of starting to play with you. It's something that they're starting to guide you with. It's something that they're starting to nudge you towards. Sometimes they have to get our attention that way.
Sometimes you can buy, you can buy with no money down or rent to buy or,
right.
Something like this in this different changing real estate market. And, it might be, a really beautiful property, too, so.
Yeah, I would start looking at that avenue, because like I said, I don't think that they would put the idea in your head if it wasn't something that they've been trying to guide you with, and if it wasn't something they weren't trying to give you to be a little bit more aware of.
Well, I'll buy some fertilizer for the lawn and try to get some more bushes or trees or around, you know, a little bit. So I don't know if I should do the driveway.
I would definitely look in the, because they're showing me vegetation. They're showing me nice street appeal.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Something that would be eye-catching. Something with a lot of, I'm seeing greens and some really pretty colors added into it. Something that's going to make it, as you're driving down the street, somebody actually turn their head to look. Not because we want them to wreck, but because we want them to catch, we want the property to catch the eye, is what they're saying.
Is that double driveway, is that circular driveway really going to help too?
I think it will make it more marketable.
Yeah.
I think it will open that market window up a little bit. Have you noticed any improvement in your market, your real estate market there? I don't know. I don't watch that.
They said that there was like 25% improvement, but the prices, I think, were down a little from last year. We're down 7%, but the I think they're selling more homes, but I just heard that today, so I don't know.
Excellent.
Right, that is, but...
You might be in that actual, that may be why they're leading us this way, or why they're giving you this nudge to start doing this, is you might be right in that window of time of where it's not totally recovered, but yet not totally so out of reach.
Right. I think I might have to, you know, I might have to move, buy another property, and then maybe the real estate market will go up, or at least, you know, go up a little bit.
It feels like if you were not in the physical location of that place, and as you clean it all out and as you get it so that it, you can, what are the words they're using? I'm hearing stagecoach. So you stage it, there we go. So that you can stage the property for sale a little bit more, less encumbered is what I'm hearing. That you can actually help make that be more street appealing, more family appealing, more,
a model.
Exactly. Like thank you. Yes, yes.
Thank you for everything, yeah. But, that's their, you know, that way you don't have all your personal items in it, you know, and everything.
Exactly, and I think that they're starting to nudge you along that direction, and, you know, I would really start considering it. I would start consider looking and seeing what can come into play. It feels like you're actually going to come across something that's actually going to almost present itself as a steal.
I think I kind of been resting the last couple of weeks, and then now I'm kind of ready to do something. It, you know, might be just moving my stuff or throwing half of it away, or you know,
putting some movement to it, going from point A to point B, getting that movement.
There's
going
lots of other stuff to do besides, you know, do some more construction. I mean, you could do a little landscaping and this, and then a little moving and a little clutter, decluttering, and that kind of thing.
Exactly. Exactly. That feels like what they're really kind of guiding you for. For some reason, I am actually seeing, and this is really kind of unusual, I'm actually seeing three eyeballs that are looking and watching you. So I think there are three people that are working with you that are from the other side. I feel like it could be energy, it could be, it's not negative at all. I'm not feeling it like somebody's watching me. No, I'm feeling it as you're actually got some divine connections actually watching and helping you as you're moving forward in this.
I can start a website, Divine Design.
There you go. There you go.
No, they're all just channeled designs.
And your logo could be three eyes looking, you know.
Yeah.
They're actually intense. As they're looking in, they're not just watching what you're doing, but they're actually nudging you and guiding you as they look through that. I do believe your father is one of those energies that I'm sensing. I'm not sure what the other, I feel angelic is connected with another one. I don't know if you work with the angels much or not, Nathaniel, but I feel you do have a lot of angelic energy in there as well.
Hey, well, super. Thanks a lot, April. I'll try to send you some heat up there in Alaska.
Oh, hey, it's 34 today. We've got it's a heat wave in Alaska.
I've been watching a lot of documentaries. They have a lot of documentaries on TV, on cable TV about Alaska.
Yep, it's just one of those places. I got up, went to go to town today, and looked at the thermometer in the car, and I thought, am I still in Alaska? Because it's awfully warm. So it's a very interesting place. I love it. Absolutely love it.
Hey, well, I'll talk to you soon.
You too. Have a good evening. Thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. As we were talking earlier about personal power and owning who it is, being responsible for yourself, I really feel that that's connecting in with a little bit of like the message that they just gave to our caller. We need to own that responsibility, and when they start nudging us and when they start guiding us and when they start giving us some of these leadings that we need to listen to, that's part of owning our personal power. That's part of owning who we are, owning our path, owning the direction that we're going. And we don't just sit there and say, well, I guess I should do this today. You know, good intentions can do everything, but it's when we get up and we put the motion to it and we put the action to it that we're then able to push through, and we're then able to move through, and we're able to get stronger, and we're able to bring forward some of that hope, some of that personal power, that ownership of our personal space and our own, our personal, who we are, what we're doing, that type of thing. I did have a message from a listener that came in on the internet, and she was saying that she was listening to the show and she's looking for some guidance on her life path. And what I'm seeing that I need to share with you on this is that as your life path is starting to unwind and become a little bit stronger, that you need to be aware of the fact that you're going to have your ups and your downs. You're going to have a really good strong balance. And as that balance is being matured, as that balance is beginning to come into more of a normal vibration for you, you're going to then be able to get the picture. You're going to then be able to own your responsibility in that. You're going to be able to put your personal power, your personal stamp of approval on the direction that you're going, where you're happening, things that are going on. Those type of things are going to start coming into play, and those kind of things are going to start propelling you a little bit more understanding into your path. Right now, what they're telling me to say is, I can't tell you what your life path is. I can give you guidance and I can give you answers as you're moving along on that life path. They want to work with you. They want you to start seeing what's going to happen. They want you to be able to see the rainbow, and what as they're showing me this rainbow, they're showing me that the ability to connect with that and the ability to work with that and to know what color vibration am I working with today? Where am I at in my path? Where am I at on this particular project or that particular project as well? I actually received a phone call from someone, and they had called and had asked me about their father. We had actually worked about a year ago, and the message that came in at that point in time was that your father's health was going to go down a lot over this next year. I know that this person in their call asked me if they were going to, when they go home, is their daddy going to be okay? The message that I need to share with you is that your father has lived his life full. Your father has lived the number of years that he has come here to live. I'm also hearing from the angels to encourage your family to allow him to go home. Allow him to be released. And as you're spending time with him and as you're loving him when you first arrive back home, know that as you encourage him and as you send him the vibration of that frequency of understanding that he's going home, that his earth walk has been accomplished. What he has come to do, he has accomplished. And they're saying, draw strength from the knowledge that the angels will greet him, that his mother and father will greet him, and I believe his brother will greet him. And know that you're going to be fine. It will be sorrowful time. It will be a sad time. But also know that he is making his journey. He will make his journey shortly after you arrive. That he has everything has gotten itself aligned with your journey home. And that when he passes, it will be at the time and in the manner that was for the highest good of all concerned. And that, yes, that you've been having time to prepare for this and use the wisdom in working with other family members to keep the trauma level very low. Allow the love of the angels to encompass. Allow the love of, I'm seeing orbs. Allow the energies to be around. Allow that to be a part of your process and working with your family on that. I see another person who it feels like you have been a target. It feels like somebody has been really throwing some garbage at you, has really decided that they want to slam you, and they want to slam you hard. There's a hidden agenda behind that slamming. There is something that's there for their own personal gain, for their own personal it's almost like kind of like standing there with that na-na-na-na-na attitude like little kids will get when they can get another child's goat, so to speak, or they can agitate. The minute they know that they've agitated and the minute they know that they've gotten through in that manner, they know that they can target you harder. What I need to share with you is to keep shining your light. Do not let whatever it is that they are doing or however they are targeting you, do not allow that to have any place. Once again, that personal power stuff coming in, that personal strength coming in, don't allow that to be a part of that. Don't allow that to come in and slow you down. Don't let that hold you back. Keep your light shining and keep doing your work. Keep doing what it is you've been called to do. Keep moving forward. Keep a positive attitude. Ask the guides and the angels and the dragons for protection. Ask them to come in and to help you with protection. Ask them to hold you in a place of protection. And you stand within your own integrity. You stand within your own personal power. You stand within your own personal space, and everything is going to be fine. Know that when you work for the highest vibration, that lower frequency can't get through. It's like an agitation that you're having to work through. They do have a hidden agenda. They do have something kind of in the back of their mind that they're hoping to accomplish through this. But what they're wanting me to share with you is stand in your integrity, know that you're a target, ask for the guides, the angels, and the dragons' protection, and then move forward with confidence. Move forward knowing that you are operating in the highest frequency, within the highest frequency, and that they cannot cause harm. They cannot cause problems. If they try, it'll just disappear too quickly because you're pulling in that high frequency of protection. You're pulling in divine source frequency of protection, if you will. It's going to stop that targeting. It's going to stop that hidden agenda. They're saying that don't let anybody move forward with any negativity in your space. They're saying push that negativity out. It's low frequency. You're high frequency. Don't allow that low frequency in. Keep yourself moving forward. There's someone who's been trying to get a message across to a family member, and they said that they've been coming in and coming in and coming in and giving a message and giving a message and sharing insight, and they've continually done this, but you're not hearing the messages. You're not listening. You're not getting it. You're not hearing. And what they're showing me is they're actually showing me a hawk. And I'm seeing this hawk is kind of like hovering over and around the space. And they're saying the message of the hawk will give the insight into this person who is not listening. You you've become so wrapped up in all of your daily activities, of everything going on around you, of everything that's happening in your home and happening in your work and in your play, that you're not listening. And they're saying, you need to listen, follow like a hawk. Understand that the hawk is carrying the message to you, and they're soaring around, and they're flying around you, and they're flying around you to bring you that message. The message is there that they want you to hear. They're saying, look for the messages. Seeing how you're not hearing it, look for the messages. I'm actually seeing, like, going down the street and walking past the newspaper, one of those little newspaper stand things where they sell newspapers, and as you read the headlines, or read a message on the front of a magazine, or as you're pulling into a station, you may see a sign on something like I'm seeing like a gas station sign where sometimes they'll put like their advertisements of things that they've got for sale or specials or something like that. Look for those kind of signs, because you're going to see physical words that are going to come forward with a message, and that this message, know, is being brought to you from those that are on the other side. Know that the message is within those words. Start watching for this, because they've been trying to talk to you and you're not hearing them. So you're going to start seeing, physically seeing messages. You're going to physically start seeing words that are going to be coming in and giving you a little bit more insight, a little bit more connection with this message that they're trying to bring forward to you. There is one person who has been trying to, your husband on the other side has been trying to give you a message, and you haven't heard that message. And the message that you, the other day, you had had kind of an epiphany on and thought, oh, that message is for me. This is a message that I need to be aware of what's going on within my household, within the members of my household and the family members within my household. And he is wanting me to validate with you that that is the message that he's been trying to get across to you, is be aware of what's going on in spaces and places within your home that you're unaware of. Be aware of the things that are going on around you, because it's like you're not seeing it. And the message he's been trying to bring to you is, open your eyes. Look at what's happening around you. And that epiphany that you had that said, I wonder if he's trying to tell me this. Yes, that's exactly what he's trying to tell you. Your husband is trying to give you some insight and some knowledge in dealing with some of this family situation and family stuff that is going on. Some of the stuff that is happening in and around your space. Look for the messages. I'm hearing it again. Look for the messages that are going to be in written form. Look for things that are going to come across. Like, you may walk past a magazine laying on your coffee table, and as you look at it, you're going to see these words, and it's going to be like a message coming through. Another form of communication that I'm hearing, and it's not for the person this original started out for, another form of communication of bringing some words and some messages across to one of the listeners. You've been asking for answers to some things with a person in the family who has passed, and they're saying they are going to bring you the answers to that, because you're having trouble hearing with your intuitive ear, that they're going to actually let you hear some lyrics within a song. As you start listening to the music that's playing when you're out in the car and you hear the lyrics and the songs, know that that's your answer. Know that those are your messages. Know that that's the insight that they're bringing through. That's messages that they're bringing forward for you. Communication through external forms is what I'm hearing. Communication through external forms for the two people that these messages are coming in very strongly for. One is going to see the written word. The other is going to actually start hearing it through song, lyrics of songs, the messages within the songs. I have a grandfather that's coming in and wanting to express to his grandson. He's being a little bit firm, so I'm not going to present it quite the way he's presenting it. But the gist of his message is, stop it. He's saying it's time to grow up. It's time to own some responsibility, and it's time to hold integrity with your name. Apparently, your actions are not holding integrity within your own name, integrity within your own who you are and within your own personal self. You're giving that away. They were sharing with us earlier that personal power, that personal integrity, that that frequency of yourself. They're saying, hold that strong, hold that true. And know that that's part of what's very important for you. He's not saying that he's upset with you. He's not saying he's discouraged with you. He's saying, I wish I was there to help guide you, but I'm not. So please let me guide you this way. Listen to me when you have that feeling, or when you're doing something, or you're beginning to take part in an activity, and all of a sudden you feel like, I wonder what Gramps would do, or I bet if Gramps was here, that's him trying to give you a message. That's him trying to guide you. That's him trying to give you a little bit of understanding and trying to help have a more positive feed and a more positive flow. So that you can he's saying to make it a little bit easier as you're going through these tests, as you're making it a little bit easier as you're going through some of the bumps that come along with your walk, some of the things that, you know, peer pressure, the stuff that we face as young people can be really hard. It can be really tough. But you need to get on the right path now at the age that you're at so that you can move forward and become stronger and being able to move forward with integrity, not being caught in the vibration and the flow of the pressure and of activities that are not full of integrity and wisdom. Attitude of gratitude, that's what they're showing me, is that we need to go into the holiday with, they're saying go into the holiday season with the attitude of gratitude. And this week as we're preparing and many of us are doing the shopping, excuse me, as many of us are doing shopping and beginning to prepare to make the meals, they're saying go into the preparation of making your holiday meals with the attitude of gratitude. They're saying as you're cooking, as you're preparing, as you're doing the dishes, as you're spending time, to put prayers and blessings of love within the endeavor and within whatever it is you are creating, so that that attitude of gratitude can be shared forward. So that as family members come and have dinner, or you go and you help out at a homeless shelter, or you spend time with others, as you're moving forward with that attitude and as you're moving forward with that knowledge, that you've put a blessing of love and you've kind of dashed it. I'm actually seeing that it's like a recipe, and it's like 10 dashes of love and 3 kisses. And I know that sounds kind of corny, but that's what they're showing me, is as we go into this holiday preparation and food time, that we need to bless the food. We need to put love. We need to put healing into it. And holding your hands over the food and allowing the energy within your hands to go in and make sure that the food that you've prepared is a blessing to those that eat it. Allowing your hands to carry forward that blessing of abundance also within the meals, so that as you eat, your bodies are blessed abundantly as well. Keeping yourself in that vibration, keeping yourself in that window of bringing those, I'm just seeing, it's like I said, it's showing itself as a recipe, and it's almost kind of corny, but as you're doing it, allow yourself to put that into the meals. As you're preparing the meals, as you're setting the plates on the table and putting this beautiful spread out, allowing the blessing and setting it as though you're setting it for the masters is what I'm hearing. Allow your families to be honored and move forward with the attitude of gratitude and present it as if they were all masters sitting at the table, or all angels sitting at the table, and that you are giving them a blessing of this meal. You are giving them a blessing of this time, a blessing of the foods, of the celebration of the season. And a number of people and a number of places that I have been lately, it's been, the challenge has been thinking of something every day that you can think of that you're grateful for and that you're thankful for. And they're showing me you doing that as you're preparing the meal. I am so grateful for this wonderful meal that we're able to prepare. And they're showing me that you need to do that as you're going into the holidays. I see that we're beginning to wrap up the program here again. This hour just goes so fast, and it just seems to there's so much to share, and I'm so excited, and I'm so happy that we've been together. And do tune in again. I am on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday here on Station 1. And please feel free to email me at April@WhiteWolfApril, or check out those sites, energyemerging.ning.com or acrosstheveil.ning.com. And until we can get together again in a few days, may your week and your days be blessed with love, light, and healing.